Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:40 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those watching us on the free WRHI app, listening to us on the app, also watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. It's always a great day when Carowinds walks through the door. We have Lisa Stryker, who is the public information officer for Carowinds. And good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning. So good to be here, Lucas.
We love seeing you and, of course, your smiling face. And you always bring great news when we talk about our favorite theme park in the Carolinas.
Yes, and we released some big news yesterday. Much welcomed by our guests. We have dropped reservations at the park. I have to lead with that because people are just thrilled to hear it. They want to come whenever they want to come, and we totally get that.
Right. Of course, we understood the reservation system, the fact that you were able to open last year for at least part of the season because of the COVID world was hats off to you all. We sat in these same chairs and bragged on you guys for making it happen.
Yeah.
2021 rolls around and you guys were bound and determined to open the park doors.
That's right. We couldn't wait. It was a lot of hurry up and wait throughout 2020 and a little bit of hand-wringing in 2021. But we couldn't wait to open those gates. And, you know, there was several challenges that you have to face in a post-pandemic recovery. But I got to say, we all banded together and we're just thrilled to be able to do what we're doing.
All right. So moving forward, if people are listening right now, they do not have to go on the app or the website to make a reservation. They can just show up as is.
That's right. It's going to seem a lot more like what we call normal, whatever the new normal is. But yes, you can show up at the gate and our season pass holders can come unlimited visits.
All right. So if folks have not made it out to the theme park this year, shame on you. But we know it can be difficult in the summer with a lot of things pulling at our attention. But if they walk through the gates at Carowinds, what will they expect new this year and exciting?
Well, I want to start with Boogie Board Racer, our new racing water slide at Carolina Harbor. It's so much fun watching families and friends just race down that 6-lane water slide. And we also have Grand Carnival happening right now, but only till August 1st. Grand Carnival is an international cultural festival that features lots of live entertainment, delicious food tastings. I hope we can talk a little bit about that. We have representation from 6 different countries during Grand Carnival, and there's 4 tastes from each country, so there's lots of variety. Every evening ends in a parade around the park and then a big street party. It feels like the perfect celebration for 2021.
Well, I've already seen the reviews based on social media and what we know about social media. It is the pulse of the world, and people have said great things about it as well. And people have just said, this is the theme park I knew. So it's exciting, like you said, post-pandemic to get back to our normal state of excitement for sure. So a couple things. Let's talk about the food. We've talked about this often when we go to Carowinds. If your impression is just, oh, it's theme park food, over the years, Carowinds Cedar Fair has really worked hard to completely revamp the dining experience for folks.
Yeah, the culinary adventure, it's been quite an evolution, even over the 4 or so years I've been there. You know, and don't make a mistake, you can still get a funnel cake or corn dog. That is always available. So lots of people want that. But we have added lots of things to our menu, and during Grand Carnival, there's even more variety. We've got items from France, India, China, Germany. So you can enjoy Wiener Schnitzel, a German chocolate cake, or a cassata cake from Italy, pasta in a bread cone. You know, that's the perfect thing to walk around with. And everything is just delicious that I've tried.
It's great. We're speaking with Lisa Stryker with Carowinds. Of course, Carowinds just making the announcement just a few hours ago, really, that you don't need reservations to go to the theme park anymore. If you're listening right now and you want have a season pass, you can just jump up and go. If you don't, you can certainly buy tickets and go and experience the theme park where, you know, the Carolinas come together. That's the tagline out
there.
That's
right. Carowinds.
So, of course, we've got the Delta variant circling in the air. You all at Carowinds, I assume, like everything else, paying close attention to that?
We have close relationships with our health officials and our government officials, and we always stay in close contact with them. So we're not the experts on the health guidelines, but we are closely tied to those who are, and we'll always follow whatever is going to keep our associates and our guests safest.
I will say, to prep for this interview, I did some research by going to the theme park. Of course, we're season pass holders. but it was great to see. When you go to the theme park, there are constant reminders that we are still living in a COVID world, even though most folks have got vaccinated or have found or moving forward. But there are hand sanitizer stations everywhere, reminders about a face covering to your comfort level. To remind folks again, the face coverings, they need to wear it when they're indoors. Is that correct?
Well, if you're not fully vaccinated.
Okay.
So we're following the CDC guidelines. Right. If you're not fully vaccinated, we recommend that you wear a mask. And again, you know, the way we think about it, maybe we should have been doing this a little bit more in the past too, because we haven't seen much sickness around for flu and things like that. But you know, we follow the guidelines of the health officials, and we always want to just provide. The nice thing about being at Carowinds is you're outdoors. Mm-hmm. And again and again, that's what we're hearing. Be outdoors. You can have some distance. We just want you to relax and come in and have fun.
Well, I will say the physical distancing is interesting, because when you're waiting for a ride now, it is interesting to notice people are not right on top of you as they were pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So there is a little space without being told to space out. So again, part of just, you know, our DNA now moving right. forward is constantly washing the hands. Why we had to remind people to wash hands during the pandemic head scratcher. But hey, everyone learns differently. We have learned that process.
It's not a bad habit to learn.
Exactly.
Right?
But getting right on top of each other, no one likes to invade anyone's personal space. But it has eased up a little bit with that regard. So it is interesting to see that. Mm-hmm. And let me talk real quick about the boogie board racer. So my daughter and I rode that twice.
Yay.
It certainly is a rush, and it's really cool, and you really do race. I mean, it is mm-hmm. it is designed like a race car with the checkered flag and colorful
lanes.
There you go. Uh-huh. But they say on your mark, go, and they count down 3, 2, 1, and you jump and you go, and some people have a head start. But it's fascinating to see each other race.
It really is fun. Just everybody comes off with a giant smile. But don't keep us in suspense. Who won the race? You or Collins?
Well, I won, but I told Collins, I said, well, Dad's got a little bit more weight on him to do it. But
you need to give her a little handicap head start, right?
Exactly. And you race on mats, which is really cool. And they've got like a hand grip on it. So it's really interesting. It's the first thing you see when you walk into the water park. And that space was just kind of just...
It was just open grass.
Well, there you go.
And we put it right next to our newest coaster, Copperhead Strike. So it's a very exciting part of the park.
Now, I got you here. I'll put you on the spot a little bit. 2022 is rolling around. What can we expect next year? A big roller coaster? Say yeah.
Isn't that what everybody wants every year? I am going to have to leave you in suspense.
Sorry,
Lucas. Stay tuned for more.
I thought we were best friends. We're close friends.
We're close friends, and maybe, you know, offline.
Okay. I like that. All right. Well, check out Carowinds. Of course, it's where the Carolinas come together. You're still hiring for folks?
Yes, okay. Indeed. Right. You know, we always hire hundreds and thousands of folks every summer to keep our guests happy. And if you're interested in working at Carowinds, go to carowinds.jobs. We've still got a few positions left.
And the summer calendar has been extended a little bit as well.
Yeah,
right?
Summer bonus days. We're going to be open during the day on a couple of weeks in August. We're typically only open on the weekends, but guests want more. We're going to give them more.
That's great. Well, the jobs, boy, everyone that live in this, that currently live in this area, maybe that are new, that come back to the area, if you trace back their job DNA, all jobs lead back to Carowinds.
That's
right?
True. Almost everyone I meet. Oh, yeah. I used to work at Carowinds.
That's great.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Wonderful.
All right. Lisa, as always, friend, thank you so much. We appreciate
it. So happy to be here.